so some different reasons. Of the three projects, the primate exhibit has been a fundraising initiative of the Friends of Lee Richardson Zoo. And so what's customarily done is upgrades to zoo exhibits are done through fundraisers by this 501c3 group, Friends of Lee Richardson Zoo. In this instance, they had raised about 2/3 of the money it was estimated to be at the time we went to the sales tax ballot issue. The sales tax ballot offered that this would accelerate that exhibit being done. And what it does is it moves our primates to a more modern immersion style exhibit rather than, you know, a 20s or 30s works project administration style cage, and gives them more habitat in which to kind of to do their thing and behave as they would more likely behave in their natural environs. So we've done that over the years with the cats exhibit, the otter exhibit, Wild Asia is an example of that as well. So certainly the last 20 to 30 years, as the zoo has received upgrades, we've been doing those in partnership with Friends of Lee Richardson Zoo and in a manner which really makes our zoo look, see, feel, act, work like a modern zoo. The animal hospital, to say we had a Spartan one before, a Spartan one now is an understatement. We know from our USDA reports and our AZA reports that an upgraded animal hospital was necessary for us to care for our animals that are part of our creation. So we certainly offers an upgrade in the square footage, but also an upgrade in the cleanliness and the hygiene of the facility itself, the ability to move animals in and out of the building safely. Those types of upgrades are part of the animal hospital. The flamingo exhibit wasn't going to be an exhibit that would be done by the Friends of Lee Richardson Zoo. It was an upgrade to the exhibit that was recognized by city staff and wasn't quite as expensive as the other two projects, but it was also acknowledged in AZA reports and USDA reports that in order to, you know, flamingos are an interesting exhibit. You have to have pretty much constant ponding of water. You can imagine CD in Southwest Kansas, constant ponding of water is a little bit of a challenge. And so our staff had done a good job with, you know, baby pools and whatnot of trying to mimic that. But in order to create an exhibit that fit the rest of the zoo, that was a project that we had identified. So all three of those were really the zoo piece of the November 17 sales tax ballot issue.